descendant of Lot through his other daughter, and Sanballat, a descendant from the Moabites, which was Lot's other daughter, all relatives, conveying some information in their names. But notice that Geshem is the Arabian, and in Bible history, there are certain tribes that are representative, that are put forth as pluralities. The descendants of Ishmael, the Arabians, are tribes. They're not a singular nation in Bible prophecy. The Gentiles are spoken of as a plurality. The Greeks, a plurality. The children of the East, a plurality. And here we see Geshem the Arabian, which is plural, descendant of Ishmael, and Sanballat and Tobiah are representing the singular aspect of this threefold enemy that in this story is raised up when the children of Israel are supposed to be rebuilding Jerusalem after returning from Babylon. In the book Christian Service, page 173 and 174, we're told this: the experience of Nehemiah is repeated in the history of God's people in this time. Those who labor in the cause of truth will find that they cannot do this without exciting the anger of its enemies. Though they have been called of God to do the work in which they are engaged, and their course is approved of Him, they cannot escape reproach and derision. So this work that was going on in Nehemiah's day was paralleling our work today, and we're going to have enemies raised up just as Nehemiah did. And Nehemiah had three enemies raised up, two of them set forth in a singular fashion, one in the plural. This, a third witness, that goes along with the testimony in Numbers, and it goes along with the testimony in Judges. This is three different Bible authors. And one of the most important illustrations, of course, of the end of the world is the story of Christ, the time period of Christ. And we see symbolized in the very place where mankind is given redemption, at the cross, we see not only those that have the opportunity to receive redemption, but those that, in a general sense, are the enemies of redemption. In John 19, verses 19 and 20, we see Jesus on the cross, and above the cross, we see the title Jesus, King of the Jews, and it's given in three languages: Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. Now, Hebrew means from the other side, and the Hebrew race is a descendant of Shem, the son.